Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to Life's a Draft, the podcast where the topics are wide open and always on fire.
Welcome to episode 107 of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans vote for the winner of each episode. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook by searching Life's a Draft. Before we get to the draft, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. Thanksgiving lived up to the hype. The Christmas tree and decorations came out the Sunday that followed, which 40% of Americans say that that's the normal time to break out the jolly. He's exhausted tonight as he spent the day with Dilts. But in all seriousness, he owes him a huge thank you for helping him bring some Sylvan furniture down from Wilmington and parts of Pennsylvania. Shine is here.
I am so... It was a long day. Long day. A lot of traveling. We didn't really lift that much or have to do all that much today, but it was just, you know, like, road time just gets to you differently, especially when it's, like, the same trip, like, up and back type of stuff, but... I do owe Dilts a thank you because took time out. He met me today at 9 o'clock in the morning at Home Depot, and we were on our way to Pennsylvania, and we didn't get back until about 7 o'clock this evening. So it was a long one.
This drafter is riding front seat on the struggle bus. He's counting down the minutes till Christmas break. Roberto is here.
Thanksgiving break was glorious. I need to get to December 19th. As soon as possible.
Here. You've been in school for 2 days.
Bro.
Three.
Bro, you don't know. You don't know. It's real. It's real in the streets.
And that's why I left.
No, I'm the same way, Bobby. I enjoyed Thanksgiving break. And now I'm like, 3 weeks.
It's like the holiday taint. Isn't that like the Christmas, New Year's? But it's like that Thanksgiving to Christmas is, especially this year, because it's shorter.
Oh. Yeah.
Notre Dame game and snow removal. Catman is here.
Yeah, I completely forgot. I texted Eric after the fact. I was like, I completely just forgot Thanksgiving and Christmas like set up in the intro. But yeah, went to Notre Dame for the weekend. It was super fun, chill weekend. The weather was beautiful. 70-7. I mean, they were up 21-0 in the first 5 minutes. Out of control. But great time. Beautiful campus. Haven't been there in a while. But yeah, it was a cool weekend. Christmas is up. Looks like it exploded in our living room. It's great. Bobby would be very welcomed here. And then we got like 5 inches of snow like that weekend too. So, and it's like every day we're getting like a little inch dusting. So it's like, we've gotten like probably 8 inches over the last week. Cool. And it's supposed to be like 4 degrees tonight. So that's cool. I know I'm in Wisconsin. That's just what it's like out here. So it's winter came a little bit early. We usually don't get this till like Christmas or after. So
it's December 3rd, 2025. It's the first time that this has ever happened. Truly groundbreaking. JCAT is here.
That's right, everybody. Buckle up. We are making history as we speak it. And here we go.
And I'm your host, Eric. Thanksgiving came and went. Had leftovers for about 3 days, which is a good number. Wasn't sick of it. Could have some more, but wasn't too bad. And got a Santa bar crawl this weekend with JCAT and Derek. So see what happens with that. It's during a day, so it should be fun.
Day drinking is always my favorite.
Yeah, I just stand around a lot and kind of hang out. So good times.
I stand by the bar, put out the vibe.
Pretty much. Please help promote us by getting some Life's a Draft merchandise on teepublic.com. Someone just bought some the other day, so we got a little kickback from that. They have all sorts of goods with our logo. The link is on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. Wait for a teepublic sale and save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the soup draft. The soup draft. Got good turnout for the votes. More than the video games, soup. Everyone can get behind some soup. So,
Right.
in fifth place, Isabella C said chicken ramen and tomato for the win. And the flamingo said chunky beef and veggies just hits. Also, ramen is great to eat whenever. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, or late night snack. Catman's team, soup's on 8.6% of the votes, fifth place.
Man, I really thought chicken ramen was going to carry me more than it did.
Oh, it'd
Thought
be
that
a
was a
lot of weight too.
universal.
It is.
Tomato soup probably hurt me. Whatever. I haven't been last in a while. I'll take it.
Before I reveal the other ones, this was like a runaway like draft for the first place winner. Like it wasn't even close. Like
I'm curious.
almost 50% of the votes went to one team, so which is
Because,
the first time in
yeah.
a while that's happened. It's like Reese's Cup pick, so
What
I was a
happened?
little
Did J
shocked.
did J Cat's sister send it out there in a week work meeting again?
To the work meeting. I don't know. The
Do I
Blanchard
need to
family
get
tree
text message
voted.
evidence of yours trying to sway votes and post it on the website? Because I will.
I'm
Or
trying to get
maybe the
in.
soup swap. Maybe that's where JCat was
Oh, the
like,
soups are.
ah, do you love this delicious bisque
Oh,
or crab and
wow.
corn chowder?
But I did ask Taylor to send it to all the people who attended the soup swap.
Yeah, hey,
Because
that's good.
I was like, if you're
Yes.
attending a soup swap, you're more likely to vote on a soup draft. So
Hey,
I
if the
was
man is making soup
like,
and like providing it to the public, I mean, how can you
yeah.
argue with that? Like
And the soups that
I
were on his team just happened to be the soups that were at the soup swap. I mean, what are the odds?
Yeah,
Kind
I swear
of
I didn't open up a
hard to
window.
draft before I go to a swap and then be there. Just
I know.
saying, guideline doesn't work out, boys.
J-Cat might not be the winner. You never know.
All he did was open up a bunch of cans of chicken and stars and pour them into a plastic container.
Yeah, I mean,
Hell yeah, baby.
he didn't cook for 3 hours on a Saturday morning.
With 8,000 cans of crab meat from Phillips that looked delicious.
Dude, the soup is so good. I got 3 quarts in the freezer.
Give me
I took
that.
them the one. It's so freaking good, man.
Give
I'm
me that.
joking. I'm
I'm
joking.
joking.
Give me
I'm
that.
joking. I'm joking.
Give me that. In fourth place, Mark N said, I don't know if I've ever voted for a team for just one pick, but Shawnee Country Club Maryland Crab can
I
carry the
tell
rest
you.
of these garbage picks to the promised land. And Budsy said, somehow you describe my childhood in soup form. We would always pick the leftover crabs for hours to make Maryland crab soup. Lipton Extra Noodle and chicken and stars were staples during a heavy snowstorm or when we were sick. Bean and bacon with some butter bread would serve as dinner, and butternut squash was always a choice at holiday dinners. Great episode. Birdo's team, I mentioned the bisque, 13.6% of the votes, fourth place.
Never been as happy to come into a fourth place because of those two comments. Budsy, legend. Mark Nallman, legend. You know, if you know, you know, and several people know. You tell me Bo Martin vote for me?
No, I think I have this comment.
Uh-oh. Is that a contract broken right there?
Oh, someone's
No,
got to have a fine.
he
He
knows
didn't
because there's no, you'll see. His comments are going to be read soon. I will say, Mark texted me. He goes, I was going to vote for your team, but the Maryland crab soup was too good. I was like, this is not the first time you've told me that. This is like the third time in a row. He goes, oh, I don't think I usually did that. I was like, no, you do. But in third place, TC said, when all else fails, go with the homemade chicken noodle. And Corbin B said, just a well-rounded bunch of good soups that begin on land. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Take to the skies. Chickens can fly, right? Then dive into the seas. Not much catchy to say about clams. See what I did there? You catch clams. My team, soup, there it is. 14.8% of the votes, third place. I thought the chicken noodle would carry me a little bit more. I'm happy with third place. It is what it is. In second place, Catamontius Q. Muenstein said four really excellent soups and red water with alphabets, salt face. There was a time and place when chunky soups ruled the culinary division of our young lives. Those days should be gone. Riley B said, solely based on the amount of times I've DoorDashed Panera's broccoli cheddar soup during my pregnancy. And Bomar said, split pea and ham is money. Matter of fact, that is on the menu very soon with leftovers from Thanksgiving. Hate, hate, hate all you want until you try it. Everyone expects it when there is ham for dinner. Shine's team, superstars, 17.3% of the votes, second place.
Second place. We're back on track, baby. This season is going really well. Best yet. And gonna continue that tonight very easily. Bomar knows the deal. Split pea and ham. It's underrated by far.
But in first place, with an overwhelming, smothering 45.7% of the votes, Tom P said, best team top to bottom, and it's not even close. The man knows his food. Roy L said, J Cat does it again. No one goes toe to toe with the fat cat when it comes to food. And Egg Shen said, there's certain things in life you can always depend on. The sun rising in the morning, the inevitable collapse of a hot Philly sports team, and J-Cat drafting a banger of a team when it comes to anything to do with food. Everyone's team had at least one standout that I could definitely rock on a cold and dreary day, but good old Jack Burton picked a squad of some of the best soups. J-Cat's team rolling in my soup DeVille, first place.
Put chrome on the nose of that soup de ville, baby. Here we go. Soup season is my favorite food season, I think, if I'm being honest. So if I did not perform well in this draft, and well to me was a landslide victory, I would have been very, very distraught about it. What can I say? I wake up in the morning and I cook excellence, and then I take it to a soup swap, and then people go crazy for it.
Did you say soup season is your favorite food season?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are the other food seasons you got?
Well, you got like summer foods, like
Burger and dog season.
spring is real like appy. It's like an appetizer season. You're going back out again. You just want to sit out, have some apps, maybe a couple drinks outside or on a covered patio or something like that. You know,
Absolute zoots.
and then like, you know, as you get into like the winter, you know, soup season also overlaps with like savory, like season, like
Stew.
pot roasts and stews and chicken and dumplings and things like
Yeah.
that. So like soup season kind of segues you into those real, you know, hearty meals. So
Next to your ribs.
yes, sir.
Before we wrap up the soup draft, here's what we should have drafted: chicken corn chowder, Italian wedding, gumbo, beef chili, wonton soup, pho soup, matzo ball soup, lentil soup, miso soup. Avgolomano, cream of mushroom soup, potato leek soup, lima bean and ham, dumpling soup, pumpkin mushroom soup dog, pinkies out snitches, escarole, cream of crab, hot and sour soup, borscht, uha, which is Russian fish head soup, Hubbard squash, chicken and wild rice, creamy or regular, minestrone, Manhattan clam chowder, Zuppa Toscano from Olive Garden, and questionable if considered a soup, but a hookup made of commissary items can be a gourmet meal in the local county correctional institution. Those are the soups that we should have drafted. I think we did pretty well based on those. Some there were a lot of votes for a lot of people said Italian wedding. A lot of people said matzo ball soup, so not surprised by some of those, but minestrone. Overall, solid job. If you are listening, please rate and review the podcast. Please share the voting link to anyone you know if you get it. We're actively trying to get more votes.
Now it's time to draft. Ooh, boom shakalaka.
This week's draft, we are taking you back to the schoolyard and we are drafting Yo Mama jokes. Yo Mama jokes.
And I forgot, I think, because I mentioned it to you guys before, but it might have been this episode or last episode, but we all agreed that we needed to give our listener, Chris K, a shout out. So before we start talking about how fat Yo Mama is, we'll talk about how awesome Chris K is for completing that marathon that he completed not long ago. So we know that he listens a lot, and I accidentally made fun of him at one episode, so thinking he was dilts. So this is my chance to make it up to him, and congrats on completing that marathon, Chris K.
Well, we know that Catman, you do not automatically get the first pick anymore. So we're going to go to the spinny wheel
Let
and
me
we're going to
guess.
see.
Me and Rob are going to be last picks. Cat me and
I
Birdo.
don't know. I spun the wheel 5 times. You can see here's who got so far. It would have been Birdo, J-Cat, J-Cat,
Yeah,
Catman, Catman.
that makes sense,
So,
which means we're not going to get picked for these next two.
so here we go. Does anyone want the first pick in the Yo Mama draft?
No.
Is there really like a standout pick? Or is it just kind of a free for all, I think?
I just
So
hope there's
many.
enough. I thought there'd be more.
I
Honestly,
got a
like, I mean, I
lot.
think we have enough, but like, I'm
Yeah.
always like surprised sometimes when there's not like a database of like Yo Mama jokes.
There will be after this episode, boy.
No, I know.
All
I was
right.
combing through like old YouTube comedian videos. Like, there was a lot of research.
I never ask anybody, but I randomly texted Derek. Well, Derek and I were texting. I was like, "Hey, you got a good Yo Mama jokes?" All he said was, "Yo Mama's so fat, I'm seriously concerned for her health." That's what he said. So we'll see. I think we could do a little bit better than that. But with the first pick in the Yo Mama draft,
Oh, yes.
Here we go.
Catman with the first pick in the Yo Mama joke draft.
All right, you ready?
I am.
Your mama's so ugly, she went to a haunted house and came out with a job application.
Oh, wow.
I did not see that one
I
anywhere.
saw that. Really? I
Rob.
thought, man, I had them ranked and I thought that one was up. I thought that one was pretty good.
Rob, can I say
Like,
something?
what?
It's on my list because I saw it, but I actually changed it. I was going to say, your mom is so ugly. When she went to the haunted house, she came out with a paycheck. I kind of like put my own
Oh,
spin on it.
yeah. Some of them are like you can change them
Yeah,
around a
you can
little bit because
modify
I saw,
some.
yeah.
There's a lot of,
Yeah.
like that I was introduced to today
Because
when
there's
I
a
was modifying them.
couple that like I just changed too, like, because I was like, oh, this one could be similar, but this one,
Yeah, I
oh,
mean, there's
that's
no
better.
rules.
Like, this one's
Yeah,
better.
that's funny.
So that's how I'm going first overall with that one. That one's like, could you imagine like someone saying that to you? Like, man, my mom ain't ugly. Like,
I mean, all of
you're
my draft
like,
board is there's only I only have like I have seven like subcategories of jokes, but like
really?
there's
Hold
one
on. Yeah,
fat,
I
ugly,
subcategoried them out too.
poor,
Yeah.
stupid,
Yeah.
fat, ugly, poor, stupid,
Old.
old. All
And there's two more, but I only have one joke each from them. So
right.
I'm not going to give those away just in case. But yeah, fat, ugly, and stupid, I have the most. I think those are the
Yeah.
funniest ones. So fat is at
Those
top of my
are the
category.
funniest of the bunch, I'd say.
All right, and with the second pick in the Yo Mama joke draft, let's go. Let's get this. Let's get this. Come on. Clearly not going to be me. J Fat. I mean, J Cat. Your
Hey,
mama so
only one
J
person gets
Fat.
to use J Fat, and that is my Ruscious Loy. So keep on running them chops, boy. This Yo mama like the sun. She big, round, and hard to look at.
Never heard that before.
Just anticipated it, like couldn't even like
I saw that one, so I knew what it was coming. What, big, round, and hard to look at?
Yeah, big round and hard to look at. I was dying when I found
Gonna have like a son with like a woman's head in it,
Yeah,
like.
exactly. Teletubby son, everybody fainting.
That's a good
Oh,
one.
God.
I like it. All right, third pick. Might not have a lot of discussions for these, but
No.
never know
Yeah.
what's gonna happen. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
The spinny wheel life is true. I'm last, I think, almost every single draft.
It's
Birdo.
probably better, honestly.
It's just weird. Stats, boy. It's the spinny wheel life, Rob. You don't know
All right,
about that
so
spinny wheel life.
no,
So
I
it's like
definitely
this
the
kind of
first
like.
pick doesn't help you at all. I feel like that's what's gotten me out of my slump is a spinny wheel because I'm not the first pick every time
Yeah.
now. Like
It was difficult to get out of that.
it's hard.
And I don't have like a clear-cut favorite, so I'm like really trying to like
That's how I am. When I'm looking at my list, I'm always like,
I want to go for
what?
one that's gonna grab someone's attention. Like, oh yeah. Not like a cleverly good one, but just like a knee slapper.
Yeah.
All right. I'll go with a classic. Yo, mama's so fat she bleeds gravy. I'm gonna have that one. Like, you just picture that thick brown gravy coming out of somebody. Like, I feel like it's basic, but it's funny and it hits hard. You know what I mean? Like, if your mama was fat and she said
Bro,
someone said she bleeds gravy, it's tough. Tough to come back from that one. Tough to recover.
there's a variation that I was going to use. Your mom was so fat, her blood type is Nutella.
Yeah, I've seen it. I like the gravy though. I like the gravy better because it's, I don't know,
Salty.
it's like more unhealthy, I feel. Have like a fat
More
woman pour in a
unhealthy.
gravy bowl. Like, I don't even know what I'm gonna do, but just grab, snatch up the gravy.
There's so many of them.
There's
It's
so many.
it's there were so many.
There's
That's
a
the
lot
thing.
of bad ones though. Like, a lot of
Yeah.
bad ones.
All right. The fourth pick. Is it Shiner Birdo? Shiner Birdo? Shiner Birdo?
Oh.
Oh, spinning wheel live.
Bird
Number
dog.
two.
All right. I've never heard this joke before, and
Yeah,
it makes me laugh because I have a visual image in my head of it when I read it. So, your mama's so fat, when she goes camping, the bears hide their food.
wow.
I saw that
I just picture bears like,
today.
oh, she's coming, and like they're putting like their food in a tree. That's what I think of.
I never
It's
heard that
so
one
mean,
either.
man. Like, if you're 11 years old and someone tells you that on a bus, like you.
I just have like a Simpsons version of a bear, like,
Yeah.
oh, like here she comes, like hide.
Wow.
Insane.
Shine, you get back-to-back picks in the Yo Mama joke
I
drafts.
know, right?
Is he gonna go
Love
double fats? Is he gonna go ugly stupid? Like, what's gonna happen here? You know what I mean?
that. Double
This
fats.
one, I'm using because no one wanted the hairy mama.
Oh.
And your mama is so hairy that Bigfoot took her picture.
Good. That's good. That's good.
The way he like slow read it, like he's
What?
so hairy, Bigfoot took
I saw that one. I
her.
was like, so it's like Bigfoot attracted to like Harry. I guess he would be. Like, is that
Well,
what
I
they're getting at? Like or Bigfoot's hunting like hairy humans? I don't know. Like what?
They just crossed paths and he was out.
Yeah, I think it's just a role reversal. I
No,
don't,
I
you
know.
know.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Wow.
And then this
That
next
damn
one.
Sasquatch.
That damn Sasquatch.
This gosh, it's so hard to pick.
Nothing that's been drafted has come off my board other than my pick. You know what I mean? Like, so you
Yeah,
still
me,
have one
I'm
left
good
over.
right
Yeah.
now. So
Yeah.
many. All right, I gotta go. Your mama is so slow. She took an hour to cook minute rice.
Yeah.
Wanted that one.
There's some variations of that too,
Yeah.
but
I want it, man. Dang.
It's so dumb, but so funny.
It is. It was number one on my under the dumb subcategory.
So you had it under stupid too, right? Not
Yeah.
slow. I mean, I
Yeah,
guess
yeah,
the
yeah.
slow means stupid, but like I
Yeah.
probably would have said stupid, you know what I mean? Not slow, but also either way, if she's like real slow moving, it's like,
I was
doesn't make
like, it
sense
has to
too.
be slow because it's a minute.
It's
It's
like a double
like the
meaning,
time,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. All right, Birdo.
All right. This one's so bad that it makes me laugh. Like, I read it, and I was like, I didn't even understand it at first. Your mama's so stupid. She took the Pepsi challenge and chose Jif.
What?
That's a Bobby Yo Mama joke.
That's
I don't care what
terrible. That is the
anybody
most
says.
Bobby, like, Yo Mama joke in the history of the world.
When I read it, I was
It's no
like,
better.
she
Pepsi
chose
challenge.
Jif. And I was like,
And she guessed
wow.
Jif.
So she picked
Wow.
Jif. You're supposed
Wait,
to
was
pick
she
Pepsi here.
dumb or stupid? Did you
She's so
say? Okay,
stupid.
yeah.
She took the Pepsi challenge and chose Jif.
Wow.
You don't get the joke, bro. You know, choose your moms, choose Jif,
Yeah,
PepsiCo.
but like it's just
What
like I
the?
get it.
Oh, we get it. It's your dog.
Because it was
You got to
your
be a
dog,
certain, if
yeah.
you're, you got to be like over 35 to understand what the Pepsi challenge is.
Yeah, it could hurt him. This was almost my number one pick. It's so simple. I think it makes it funny. And it's like I'm actually gonna ask you guys, I'm gonna refer to you guys how I should word it because it's like one or two word difference. But your mom is so poor, She can't even pay attention.
Oh,
That's the sub. Is it can't afford to pay attention or
no, she's
can't
so
pay
poor she
attention?
can't pay attention.
Can't pay
She
attention.
can't pay
Okay.
attention.
That's a solid
That
joke,
was top
man.
five for me. That
It's
was
actually
gonna
a
get
solid
cracked.
joke.
And I had a feeling you'd laugh at that one. Like hardcore.
It's like it's four words. I can't even pay attention. You know what I mean? Like, so yeah, I like that one. All right, JCat.
Yo mama so ugly, they had to tie a pork chop around her neck so the dog would play with
JCat, I can't believe you picked that. And I'll tell you why. Anyone else have any comments on that one?
No.
All right.
Hilarious.
So I was trying to think of that joke today, and I could not think of how it was worded. And I, when you said it, I was like, "Oh, duh, that makes sense." I was telling my friend Pete this story today. When I was in fourth or fifth grade, I remember that joke. I'm 99% sure was on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and I think there was an episode with a bully where Carlton was getting bullied, and Will used that joke against the or told Carlton to use it. I said it to a kid at recess.
Wow,
He was
yeah.
so mad.
He might
He
come
was
find
he like wanted to beat me up for a year. I was terrified every day because of that joke. He moved away and I was like, "Yes." Then he moved back a couple years later and then like forgot about it. I was like, as he was older, and I was like, "Thank goodness, man." But that joke, like I'll never
Yeah,
like
because you could
obviously
say
it's a good
someone's
joke.
so ugly. Yeah.
Yeah. Can't wait for that AI vision to come out.
All right, Catman, back-to-back picks.
Your mama's so old, she was a waitress at the Last Supper.
Oh, that's a good
Oh, I
one.
saw
I
that.
saw that
Yeah.
one too. I
Now there's a couple of different variations on that one, but I thought
like that one.
that was the best one.
I had that. I didn't think I would pick it, but I had that too.
This one's so bad. Like, but it's so like insensitive, you know what I mean? But like, your mama's so poor. Seen her kicking a can down the street. I asked her what she was doing, and she said moving.
Dude, that is old school.
That's a
And
classic, yeah.
the first time I heard that, I
I
was
lost
rolling.
it. Yeah.
I kicked it a can. I'll show you. I said, "What you doing?" She said, "Moving."
Moving.
You're so poor. You live in a can.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
right. I know. It's
so
like
bad.
dumb, but that's OG right there. It's almost like your mom was so small
Small
that
too,
she's like this. I was like,
yeah.
but I don't know. It's like one of those weird
But
ones.
just it got you burnt. You burnt. Like what?
Wow,
What
is that
are
your
you gonna
team name?
say? Yeah,
Oh,
actually,
mine's Boom Roasted.
yeah, you burnt.
Mine is Mamma Mia.
Just can't come back from that. What are you gonna say? You just hope that you're about to get dropped off. That's all.
Back to you, JCat.
Yo mama's so fat that when she hauls ass, she gotta make two trips.
Wait, what? Oh, I got that one. I didn't see that one. All right, I'm thinking. So I got poor. I got stupid. All right, I'm gonna go with this one just because it just made me laugh the most. I only have one in this category. Your mom was so short, her feet were in her driver's license photo.
Yeah, I
Can
saw
you picture
that.
that? Can you picture that? How full body. It's like if
I
you were
remember
back up far
that
enough and took the picture. Yeah, anybody's feet would be the picture, but like she's so short
one.
that her feet were the driver's license photo is unbelievable to think about. Birdo.
This is a little lame, but I tweaked it. So I made it my own. Your mama's so old, her social security number is XVII.
Roman numerals, yeah, I got it.
I have that on my list pretty high up
What
too.
was similar to that?
what was the joke? Because the ones I read said her social security number is 12, her social security number is
Zero.
Roman numerals. I changed up the actual Roman numerals.
I was like, mine said one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a similar one to that. I was just
Yeah,
drafted.
yeah, yeah. I'm just a bachelor. Sorry, that's what that reminded me of.
Right, Shine. Back to back again.
Back to back.
He's got
This
slow and
time,
hairy.
when we first decided we were making this draft, the very first one that came to mind for me was, "Your mama is so fat, She plays pool with the planets.
To my kids, and they were crying.
Wow.
They were
Wow.
cracking up.
That one, for whatever reason, first one on my list. So I had to have it.
The visual's funny.
This one,
It's so
it's so
outlandish.
bizarre. It's so ridiculous. Like, she's bigger than all the planets.
Now,
She's probably playing nine
I
ball.
know
Nothing.
historically Harry Potter has not done much in this podcast or gotten anyone any votes, but when I heard
Oh, he's
this,
such a wizard.
I laughed out loud because your mama is so fat. The Sorting Hat put her in the Waffle House.
Wow.
That's good. I never heard that before.
Had no
I've
idea where that
never
was
heard
going.
that.
I had no idea where that was going. So it really, like, genuinely made me
You
laugh.
gotta know your Harry Potter in order for that to be funny. But when I
That
heard it,
might
I was dying.
be a hit with the, like, with
It's
the teacher
gonna be.
crowd.
He's yeah. In the 15 and under.
I thought it was gonna be like a Harry Potter pun, like Ravenhoof or something, like just like something different, but like the Waffle House is
Raven
best one.
Hoof.
I was just
Oh
trying to think what to just say. I don't know, like
That's funny.
hoof and claw.
Hufflepuff?
Off
Like, I just picture like a
the
pig hoof. You know what I mean? That's why it's like funny.
Oh, geez, I
God,
was
there's
dying
so
when I
many
heard
good
it.
ones left, man. Honorable mentions are gonna be like rapid fire, just so we can get some in there. All right, back to you, Birdo. Can't
No,
believe we
me,
only have
no,
two
Sean.
more.
I will go again. Okay, I had never heard this one before either, and it's short. Your mama's so fat, her favorite food is seconds.
Oh, wow.
Never heard that either. That's funny.
Like it.
Wow. She don't
Mean,
care what
I
it
like seconds.
is. She don't care what it is, Rob. She just wants
No,
more.
I
Your
know.
cat's
She's
so
so
fat.
fat. Favorite food is seconds. That is funny. All right, this is an OG. It's like two words. After, your mom is so old, she farts dust. I
Yeah,
mean, like,
that's lined up. They're lined
you're
up. She's
all
in the
space.
chamber, man.
Yeah, I wanted
Locked
that.
and loaded. You were gonna pick that?
Yeah.
It's just that's classic right there. And
Yeah. I was like,
the visual,
I gotta
like.
have mama old, you know?
Arts dust.
Dang, I gotta.
I think the what we should have drafted will be fun next time. Just see what people come out, because I doubt people are going to spend time looking them up, so it's got to be like their go-tos, like ones that they remember. JCat.
I'm going back to a
Yes.
classic as well. Since you took that one, I'm gonna
Yeah.
go with Yo Mama's So Funky, She Used Secret and It Told on Her.
I almost said that one too.
Ah, that
That
was
is
coming next. That was
unbelievable.
my next pick.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, I had it locked
That's
and loaded.
funny.
Oh,
You said funky, right?
yeah.
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 Oh my gosh. That
Man.
is, I saw that and I did laugh. When she used secret, it told on her. That's how you gotta say it. The only thing I can hesitate was like, does everyone know what secret is? Like, yeah, most people
Yeah.
probably do at
You
theater.
gotta make it italicized. Like, make it like so it's a slightly
Yeah.
capitalized.
All right. I definitely capitalize it. It told on her. Picture in the theater and be like, yeah, you're so funky, man. Like, all right, Catman, you only got two more picks. Wrapping this thing up.
I don't know if the dollar menu is still a thing.
Oh
But your
no.
mama's so poor she puts the dollar menu on
Dang, that was my last round.
layaway.
She put a hamburger on layaway.
Last pick, Catman, in
Oh, sorry.
your last pick, or the last pick in the fifth round.
Man, I got like three I want. Damn, I'm trying to figure it out. Because I had them locked up, but then Jake had taken mine, kind of moved my board around a little bit. There's so many good ones, man. Like, Mama's so ugly, her pillow cries at night.
Oh.
A lot of fat ones left. I got a lot of stupids left. JCat, your last pick.
I was trying to diversify my bonds, but I like this one so much, I'm going with another fat joke. Yo mama's so fat that when she fell, no one was laughing, but the ground was cracking up.
I did see that one. I did see that one. God, I gotta write another paragraph here.
That makes me happy to get that in the fifth round. That's nice right there.
Right, I'm gonna go with this one because I never heard this one and it just made me laugh. I did not see myself drafting this. Your mom was so fat, she eats wheat thicks.
Yeah.
Right. That's a good one. Wheat thicks.
Wheat.
I can't wait to have a box of wheat thicks, like with this instead of wheat thins. I was dying. I was like, wow, it's, that stinks. That one stinks. A lot of brand names in this draft. Wheat Thix, Secret, Pepsi, Jif, Waffle House, Murdo.
I just found this one about 3 minutes ago because I have I don't want to do another fat one. I don't like the rest of mine. This one is so this is terrible. Your mama's so ugly when she plays Mortal Kombat, Scorpion yells, "Stay over there."
No, that's
Oh,
how I was.
it's like something you made
What?
up.
No, that one's so
Yeah.
good.
She plays Mortal Kombat.
Stay over
Wow,
there.
that is insane.
I
That's
don't know. Such a good one.
I had to do the voice.
I
Stay
know, so it's
over
funny with the
there.
voice.
Yes, absolutely.
You've heard that, Shine?
Yes.
Wow. Was that your last pick or no?
It's on my
Yeah,
short list. I had
it's
three
still.
lined up. I'm like sitting here looking at them, like, which one do I want? Which one do I want?
Bobby, you need a AI like picture of Scorpion throwing out the chain, but on the end of it is a boxing glove.
Yeah, it's
Put
like
somebody in
yeah.
it. Stay
Or a
over
big hand, it's
there.
like a pushing hand, like
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
force push. Shine with the last joke in the Yo Mama joke draft.
Last one already. Here we
Birdo, you got a
are.
team name? You think about it, you and Shine, you can.
Shoo. All right. I feel pressure from having the last one.
Well, you got the first honorable mentions though, so.
I'm gonna go with Yo mama is so dumb. She studied for a COVID test.
Wow.
Didn't have that one when we were kids, but
True. I shine. Honorable mentions.
the other one I was thinking of or wanted to, I was in the middle of deciding was the Yo mama's so clumsy, she tripped over a wireless network.
I saw wireless phone.
I saw wireless phone, yeah. I mean, we
Clumsy.
could do this all day. I won't take too many. The other one that stuck out to me, Yo mama's so ugly, she makes onions cry. And then the last one I'll say is Yo mama is so old, she knew Burger King when he was
When
still a
he was
prince.
Prince. Yeah, I saw that one
Solid
too.
one.
Great.
Solid one. Murdo.
Your mama's so ugly. Well, look at you.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a solid fifth rounder right
Yeah, it's
There.
almost you
Yeah.
replaced Scorpion. This is a go-to for me. This is I say it when I hear your mama jokes. Your mama's so short, she poses for trophies.
Yeah, true.
This is a
Yeah. That's a classic too. I just picture her bowling. Do you like picture like a bowler? Like I don't know
That
why that trophy's in my head,
that's
but
just
and
out with that. That's a Bobby joke. Like he would say it and he'd laugh and I'd laugh too.
I was going to actually pick this one because I actually thought that my son made it up because he said it, but he clearly had heard it somewhere else, but he didn't think he heard it somewhere else. Now we had to tweak it because he cleaned it up a little bit, but your mama's so fat, when she went swimming in the ocean, all the whales started singing, "We are family."
Except not you, 'cause you fat, but not.
When Grant said that, I was dying. And Bobby's like, "Yeah, he made that up." I was like, "There's no way he made that up." He
I
was like, "I
questioned
did."
him.
I was
I
like,
was like,
"No
dude,
way."
where did you hear that? He's like, "I don't know. I just made it up." I was like, "You never heard it before." He's like, "No," because his version wasn't as clean as that. It was more like, rough around the edges as far as when you went to the beach and when she went to the ocean. I was like, no, we gotta make it a little crisp. And then,
I sent Bobby a picture of a list I saw with that joke on it. I was like, there's no way Grant made this up.
I was blown away when I thought he actually came up with something like that.
The whales. All right, I got two OGs. Mama's So Fat, Her Belt is the Equator.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Yeah. I always went with that one, but the Bleeds Gravy. She Sat on a Rainbow and Skittles Came Out.
Yeah, that's funny.
Classic. And I almost did it for the picture, and I was like, those are fat ones. These are some I never heard before. So stupid. She went to the dentist to get a Bluetooth. Yeah. I think that's pretty funny. She tried to climb. So stupid. She tried to climb Mountain Dew. Another product.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty funny. And then I'm just going to do two more real quick because I never heard them. She got so stupid. She got locked in a mattress store and she slept on the floor. What? So that's specific.
Like the grocery store one and Stars.
True. Yeah. So stupid. She sat on the TV to watch the couch. I thought that was funny. And sorry, I know it's a lot, but this one always made me laugh. It's the only skinny one. Your mom is so skinny, she can dodge raindrops.
Yeah, remember that.
Like, what? The visual. Yeah, I had some more too, but I don't want to take them all. J-Cat.
Good honorable mention. Not that it's good, but it's just funny from the film Short Circuit when Johnny Five yells at the dude, "Your mama was a snowblower." So I'll take that joke out of there.
Your mama wear army boots? Whatever that means.
Combat boots.
From Eddie Murphy's Delirious stand-up, in response to him making a joke about Stevie Wonder, like, driving and running into a tree, people were, like, cussing at him and, like, talking about his mama. And he said, one dude told him, "Your mama got a wooden leg with a kickstand." So that always makes me laugh for no real reason. And the other one that I like is, "Your mama's so fat that Dora can't even explore her."
I did see that one. The specificity of some of these jokes, like, are funny. And Catman.
"Your mama's so skinny, she can hula hoop with a Cheerio."
True.
"Mama's teeth are so yellow, every time she smiles, traffic yields."
Yeah. That's a good one.
We used to say one like that. I was like, her teeth are so yellow. When she opened her mouth, he'd be like, "I can see clearly now. Rain is gone."
There was one that was like, "Your mom is so yellow. Her teeth so yellow. When she closed her mouth, her stomach light up," or something like that. It's like,
that's terrible.
And then, "Your mom is so poor. Your family ate cereal with a fork to save milk."
I saw that. I don't remember.
You got to think about it for a second. I just picture the
milk running through the fork.
Like you're saving cereal milk. Like saving cereal milk. You're that poor, which is possible. Just
put some mold in it.
Yeah.
I didn't say I was making you breakfast.
I hope people are listening to this part and just like laughing, like just rapid fire your mama. Like, you know what I mean? Like the honorable mentions and it's just the draft itself. I hope just made people laugh. Cause I made us laugh.
"Your mom's so stupid, she tried to put M&M's in alphabetical order."
Oh,
I
almost picked that one.
That was top five for me originally. I swerved a little bit.
And isn't there one like, she's so stupid, she wouldn't eat the W's or something instead of...
She got fired from the M&M factory for throwing away all the W's.
Yeah, that's it. But I like the alphabetical order one. I thought that was funny, too.
I got a good one. "She's so fat, she walked past the TV and I missed three episodes of Seinfeld."
Yeah. "Your mama's teeth so crooked, she cuts keys at Home Depot."
Cuts keys. I thought "she's so stupid,
just bites them."
"She brought a spoon to the Super Bowl" was kind of funny. She's stupid, like walking on the street. All right, boys, we did it. Yo mama jokes. I'm excited to see the feedback from this one. Like, people, like, are they mad? Or do the moms of the podcast, like, do they not our moms, but like the mom voters are the ones that are moms? Are they like, man, that's messed up? You know what I mean? Are they like getting a laugh out of it too? Did girls do yo mama jokes? Like, we have a lot of
Or yo
female
daddy
voters.
joke.
You know what I mean? Like, did they just like, did they swap it with yo papa? Like, I don't even know. Like, not as funny as yo mama. I think it was a good episode. 107. Closing thoughts, Catman?
Yeah, mothers are amazing individuals and don't get nearly as much credit as they need to for what they do in this world. So, I know we were just spent an hour talking about yo mamas, but shout out to all the mothers out there. Keep doing what you're doing. Amazing people.
Mama,
But, yeah, boys to men.
mama,
Mama,
I
love
love you.
you.
I was like, we all had the same idea there. I think we're going to use this little bit of the podcast to start
Gets
making
I
that
wanted to
everyone
do a
understood
disclaimer at the front, but I forgot. I wanted to be like, I know this
how much
a
your mama's
bygone
mama.
era. Are mama jokes
Mama,
still a thing?
you
Do
raised
kids
me right.
like, I know
Mama,
kids get roasted now,
gave
but
me life. Nah, they can't handle that. Shine.
I was again right tailing on Rob's thoughts there. Pretty, mom's amazing, all that good stuff. Before Bobby gets his shout out, though, I'm gonna add one more. Yo mama is so old that she got her Bible autographed.
It's all out. I got a year old one left too. She was in school. There was no history class.
She got her haircut with Mary Magdalene.
Owes
her.
Moses. She owes Moses $3.
Yeah, the Moses, that's the one I had.
I didn't
Between
see
the two, like she's so old, she owes Moses $1.
that.
That one's great.
Jake.
I feel like your mama jokes when we were kids, they could only be told around certain people because the Remember the Titans scene in the locker room when they start telling your mama jokes and Bertier doesn't know what's going on. And somebody slides in and kind of, and that's a mama joke.
That's
Like,
not
your mama
even
jokes could escalate in a very quick manner,
my
depending on, who you're talking to with this. I think my team is a banger, which means it's definitely coming in last. Let's just be honest about what I have that feeling. But other than that, man, it was cool, man. It was funny. I remember, I rode the bus, the Pinetown Sweetbriar route. We had some your mama jokes stuff going on there, like big time back when we were kids. Like it was crazy, and people would start crying and fighting over it. So good core memories for me. Woo! Mamma mia.
Birdo, closing thoughts.
Look, before Skibbity Sigma Rizzler Ohio 6-7, we had yo mama jokes. That's what we did to entertain ourselves. And it has nothing to do with anyone's mom. It's just funny jokes about anything. It's just a series of puns or whatever you want to do to get little boys to laugh and try to be creative and funny. So has got nothing to do with any human being for real. I actually saw a Living Color skit where, like, I think it was Jamie Foxx and like Al Bundy were going back and forth with your mama jokes from like the
Yeah.
90s. But wild episode. I don't know what to expect. And my verse is Psalm 75:1.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe and thanks for listening. Kaboom!
I'm tempted. Do I bring a moose mug with me though? Like, I'll
Absolutely.
put my
Yeah, for
drink bottle with
sure.
me. And unless it
Oh.
gets like chipped up or something, I'm like, I mean, mine's
You can get them,
plastic,
they're
so.
everywhere. You can buy another
Yeah.
one.
Mine are like originals. I've had them for like 20 years, not this like wax stuff. You know what I mean?
People are going to want to pour stuff in it, though, all day, probably.
You sip
You
it.
want a shot?